Gosh. Aaron?
Yeah?
This is the Infinite Loop Cast!
It is!
Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the Infinite Loop Cast.
Hello.
Hello. I should say hello, listener. Welcome to the Infinite Loop Cast, really, shouldn't I? It's me, Dave, and I'm joined by Aaron. Aaron is actually probably it should be more properly. Aaron is joined by me. Yeah. Aaron doesn't like hosting, so I'm speaking.
Yes. I lose my words if I'm hosting.
It's all right. I find your words and I translate them for the dear listener.
Yeah, I was tempted in one of the missing weeks to actually try and do a solo podcast, but I don't think I could do that.
I find that as difficult as streaming. It's the same sort of thing. You've just got to monologue the whole way through.
Yeah.
And it's just not. I'd like to sit quietly and watch what I'm doing. I don't like to dictate what I'm doing.
Yeah, I've tried it. I've done it a little on Minecraft because it's something I know inside out.
Okay.
So I've done that for for YouTube. But it didn't work because the amount of editing and work going into editing that together into a concise package was just amazing. Especially as I wanted to overdub it where I didn't talk enough. Oh, just the amount of work. These streamers that churn out these videos day after day after day, and they're really, you know, good quality videos. You just think, how? You must just have it down as an art. You just must. I guess they do it first time. They've got such a way that they don't have to overdub everything, don't have to edit everything down. So maybe, but yeah. If there's a long gap again, maybe I'll try it and we'll see how it goes.
Could always do Aaron's Adventures in GTA 5.
I could do. It probably wouldn't be. Probably have to have an explicit rating.
That could be like a weekly serial.
Yeah.
Like a crime, like you know how you get like a crime, almost like L.A. Noir, but Aaron's Adventures in GTA 5.
Yeah.
This week, Aaron's Adventures in GTA 5.
I murdered lots of people again. I'm just setting up my gun running operation. So,
Tried driving around in GTA? Sorry, go on.
Yeah, because they've added loads of content since I was last on.
What, into online?
Yes.
Isn't there like a Micro Machines racing mode now?
Probably. There's all sorts of stunt things. I went into a race and I had to try and turn the car into a submarine, you know, like James Bond style.
Nice!
But I couldn't work out what button it was. Turned out it was just the A button, but I was pressing all sorts of buttons. Obviously, I didn't press the A button in the right order or something. Or
do you know what? It's been so long since I played a game on my PC, or my Xbox, or my PS4, I genuinely don't know where my controllers are.
Okay.
They're somewhere in here in the paperwork, but I don't know where they are.
I don't know where my Xbox One controller is.
Oh, so what are you using, a 360?
360. Because I've got plenty of those. They're just lying everywhere. So
yeah, they're like rabbits. You just find more and more of those.
Yeah, so... And it works... You know, it's more the same controller, isn't it? It's, you know.
It is and it isn't. Once you get used to one, it's hard to go back. I do prefer... I still prefer the 360 over the Xbox One controller.
Okay.
But I can see why some people are the opposite. I can see their point of view, Aaron. We could negotiate a strategy.
Yeah, I need to find out where I've put my Xbox One controller. Don't know where that went. Oh.
They don't have a tracking facility as well.
No. Because I don't have an Xbox One, so I can't even...
Yet.
With that. I don't see the point in getting one, though.
No, I don't see the point in you getting one at this stage in the thing. But I'm not dropping my yet.
Yeah, no, Switch is more likely, to be honest.
Oh, God, Aaron, the Switch. Forget your GTA 5 adventures that dear listener was just getting into. Oh, the Switch. What a console.
The thing is, I've never been into some of the first-party titles.
Doesn't matter. There's so much third-party. Do you know what I've been playing for the last 2 weeks?
Yeah.
I've been playing South Park The Fractured But Whole in my bed, sideways, with the Switch on the bedstand and the controllers under the duvet.
See, I could do that anyway.
How?
In-home streaming?
Oh, yeah, it's not the same.
Oh, see, I could use a Xbox One controller.
Not the same. It's not the same.
No, it's not. I could use some NAF Nintendo Pro controller.
No, the Joy-Con's very nice. I don't use the. I don't even own a Pro controller.
See, I'm not sure I'll get on with the Joy-Cons.
Joy-Cons are fine. They're incredibly comfortable. It's very nice. It's a bit like the touch controllers. It's very nice not having something holding your two hands together.
Yeah. I do wish sometimes I could just use the touch controllers as just controllers.
You can on Steam.
Can you?
Yep.
Ah. Maybe I'll try it at some point.
Yep. I'm like 99. I'm willing to put my yup to it.
Okay.
You can. Because they've been added to Steam as a controller.
They have, but I didn't know whether they were like Vive, you know, they just emulated Vive controllers.
No. They I think they emulate a 360 controller.
Oh, okay. Because
they've got the same button layout.
Yeah, because you've even got A, B, X, Y, haven't they?
Yes, yeah, and you've got the shoulder buttons and the grips.
Yeah.
So you've literally got the same...
Exactly, yeah, because it is.
Same jazz.
Yeah. So everyone was saying, oh, Xbox is soon going to have VR because of all the time.
Well, it did look like it, didn't it, for a little while?
It did.
And then it all went very... Yeah, Phil Spencer went very cool on it, didn't he?
Yeah, I don't know. That, yeah.
He poured water on that Kool-Aid.
Maybe they will. Maybe they'll just release it as a thing.
I don't know. I don't think it'll be this generation.
You don't think so? You don't think?
No,
I think year or two's time. A year's no, time,
maybe,
they'll just
maybe the next is, style
is a stopgap. Is a you know, PlayStation have all done all their bits. They've got nothing now till the new console. We could just release VR next year or AR.
No,
because they'll do mixed reality, won't they?
I think if it's anything, it'll be an AR platform.
Well, I think they'll do mixed reality, just like on the PC. It'd be called, what do they call it on? It is mixed.
It's Windows mixed reality, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Just basically port that over to the thing, to the Xbox. I don't see what they. I'm sure they could do it without any problems. I think the only issue being that they just don't want to split their focus.
Yeah,
they want to get more games on their platform.
I think that's probably a good thing. I think they really need to concentrate what they're doing.
And they're pushing Game Pass at the moment.
Which is a good thing, right?
I don't know. The problem I've got is trying to find what games are in Game Pass for PC.
Not a lot.
Yeah. So I know Sea of Thieves is.
Yes, which is really good fun.
That has been one that thinks, oh, maybe. And I know Zoo Tycoon, I think, is. So that's another one I was thinking of. Because that's one of the ones, when the Xbox launched, that was one of the games I thought, ooh, I wouldn't mind playing that.
Zoo Tycoon. I don't think I've even...
Zoo Tycoon, yeah.
I didn't even come across this.
Yes, you basically build a zoo.
I mean, yes, that was implied.
And, you know, you bring in animals and treat the sick and things like that. Yeah, so... It's a reasonable game. I don't think it was a, you know, top line game, but as a launch title, it wasn't bad.
Certainly different, isn't it?
It was only at the time. It was only available on Xbox. It was exclusive to the Xbox.
And it's on Microsoft. It's on PC now.
It's on PC and it's on Game Pass. So I thought about getting a trial of Game Pass.
Well, that's probably the easiest way of finding it was in Game Plus, right?
Yeah. But the problem is, maybe I want to wait until there's another game I want to have a go at. Maybe when Forza Horizon...
You can very often find Game Pass for about £3 a month.
Okay.
That's often a thing.
Because it's... You get 2 weeks for free, don't you?
You get 2 weeks for free.
So I didn't know whether to wait till the new Forza Horizon's coming out.
Well, as I said, you can you can often find Game Pass stuff. I think, but I feel like, especially if you've got an Xbox, Game Pass is good value.
Yeah, if you've got an Xbox, yeah. I don't see.
There's not a lot of downside to it, apart from the whole no game ownership thing.
Yeah, I guess it's great if you haven't bought all those games.
Right, but it's interesting because these. I like the way Humble Bundle works. I like the fact that you pay £9 a month and you get a whole pile of games and they're yours to keep.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I don't really buy PC games anymore because I just wait for them to come out on Humble. Like Hat in Time.
Yeah.
I now own because it was on Humble.
Yeah, maybe I'll sign up for that at some point because I didn't sign up for it because everything that was coming out, I bought.
Well, if you do, let me refer you because then we both get, I think, a fiver up.
But I've stopped buying so many games because I wasn't playing them.
No, and that's what I like about the Switch, is that I actually play games.
You see, yeah, Octopath Traveler was the one I was looking at on Switch. That's about the only game I'm that bothered about on the Switch.
And Xenoblade Chronicles 2.
Yeah, but...
You just have to trust me on this one.
Yeah, Octopath and Xenoblade?
Well, Xenoblade's about 100 hours.
Yeah, I know. Octopath, I don't think's quite that long, but it's still quite a long game.
I think Octopath can be.
You don't need both of those at the same time.
No, not at the same time, but you can get one and then get the other.
Yeah.
There's no downside there. Octopath Trap, I'm stopping myself from buying it because I've got South Park to play and I've still got Xenoblade Chronicles 2 to actually finish.
Yeah.
And I've got Zelda to finish. Like, the backlog has started, so I've stopped myself.
But they don't come down in price, do they? Much?
I picked up Xenoblade in a sale at Argos for £26.
Okay, that's not too bad.
I don't buy stuff in the Switch unless it's on sale. And I would say my average Switch game price is £30. If you're really careful and you shop around, you do find them. But you need to be willing to wait.
Yeah.
If it's something that, you know, I need now, you're gonna pay Switch price for it.
Yeah, you're gonna pay full price. But then that's the same with most platforms, isn't it?
Yes, but it's more expensive on the Switch.
Yeah. Yeah, because even the indies are more expensive on the Switch.
Yes. So that's just something to be aware of. Although that said, the indies very often, it's interesting, if you pre-order them, they come with a 20% discount.
Okay.
On a lot of the indies. So I've pre-ordered the Iranian Revolution game.
Okay.
You know, there's a game set in the sort of the night of the Iranian Revolution. It might even be called like Night of 1979 or something.
Okay.
But basically you're a moderate Iranian trying to sort of make sense and survive the night type thing. Like, there's a whole story behind it.
Yeah.
I think it won BAFTAs. It's one of these highly, highly acclaimed games.
Okay.
And I'm really looking forward to it. Cool. So I pre-ordered that. Type of Man was on sale. I've owned that now in about three things, but yeah, Type of Man was on sale. And it was £6 or something. Like, you can pick up stuff for a reasonable price.
Yeah, because the kids want one. But so I've just appeased them by getting them Mario Kart for the Wii U.
Right.
So they'll be happy with that for a little while. So I don't know. Maybe next year. Maybe when the company's bought out and I get a big windfall, I shall splurge on the Switch.
It's the Switch is I'm really, really liking the Switch. It's console quality gaming but on the go.
You see, I don't do much on the go.
When I say on the go, I mean I'm not in my boiling hot office surrounded by all my work and paperwork and that ability to, even if I'm playing games quietly just next to Claire or downstairs on the couch or trying to think other times, like when we go away in the evenings, you know, before bed.
Yeah,
it's really nice. Like, we've just been to France a couple of weeks ago and we were there for like three nights, and once everyone had gone to sleep, I could just sort of sit quietly and play an hour on South Park.
Yeah, you see, that's why I've got the Surface Pro.
Because
that's what I use that for. For that sort of gaming. Because I use that at lunchtime, and then I take that away and use it. So I guess there are things. I just don't know whether. I guess there's a handful of games I'd play on the Switch. But I don't know. Yeah, it just seems that the price to pay for it just doesn't justify its usage for me. Because I will only play about 3 games on it. But then if the kids are getting use out of it, then maybe that's the benefit. We'll see. I'm sure I'll get one at some point, but yeah, just not at the moment. Maybe when the Switch 2 comes out, I'll pick up a Switch. Or the Switch U, or whatever they call them.
Yeah, well, I don't think there'll be a Switch 2 anytime soon. I think there'll be a sort of a mid-stage remodel, won't there?
I think they'll do. I don't know. Will they do a non-handheld version? Do a cheap non-handheld?
No. If anything, they'll do a cheap non-dockable. I don't think it will go the other way around.
I don't think there is any point in doing non-dockable though, because you're not saving much.
You're not saving anything by making it non-undockable, are you?
Yeah, you're losing the screen and all that lot. So you.
Oh, I see.
So you can make it cheaper.
Yeah, that was pretty.
You're not paying for a touchscreen or the screen or the battery. So by making it a TV-only console,
yep.
You're basically saving a lot of money on manufacture, so you can make it cheaper.
No, you are correct. You're so wise.
So we shall see if they do one of those. Just as a, because they could probably knock that out for 150.
Yeah, but you can pick up a refurb Switch for about 110.
Okay.
I had them in Argos the other day. There was a thing on Hot UK Deals for refurb Switch. And they were pretty cheap. You can pick up a new one. I mean, just now
I've seen them about 240.
Yeah, you can pick them up for like 300 with 3 games.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I've seen them 240, 250 without any games or with one.
Splatoon 2 is lovely.
Yeah.
It's like the perfect non-first person shooter or third person shooter rather.
You see, I don't mind shooting. I just don't do it without a mouse.
But with a gyroscope.
Oh, God.
It works really well.
Yeah.
It really does. It works really well. Works really, really well on Splatoon. I'm really impressed with it. And as I said, just the variety, the level of indie support on the Switch is great. Because that's kind of where the inventiveness is. And the portability of it really does, like, you know, it does lend itself to that sort of style of gaming. You know, having all the indie games on the go is brilliant. You can tether to your mobile for 4G connection so that you can actually play online even. It really is. It's awesome.
I guess if I hadn't got the tablet and got the Surface Pro, maybe, you know, the fact that it's got Stardew on it as well would, you know, tip its hand a bit. But yeah, so I've got all those games on the go anyway, and I play Elite Dangerous on my tablet. That isn't on Switch yet.
It's not, but there is that Star Fox alike that Ubisoft are making coming out. What was that called? Star something.
Oh, that Toy Story
Starlink
game.
Starlink, yeah. Which again, you can find really quite cheap, to the point where I was thinking, do you know what? It's about the same price as a game, and I know Nicholas would love running around with the toy.
Yeah. I don't think you actually need the toy, though, do you?
I think you do. I don't think you need it, but I think to play the thing, you as in, like, to modify your ship, you need the ship and the parts. because you put it on the stand and then you clip the different weapons on that you want and stuff like that?
I think just to quick change, yes. But I think you can do it through the menus. It's what I believe. I could be wrong. I thought you could do it through the menus. But obviously, you lose a lot. You lose a lot of gameplay by, you know, just not having this tactile feel of, you know, being able to plug things on and off and have an actual spaceship in your hand that you're controlling everything with. Because that was one of the ties to, what's that game we did at EGX last year? Lightseekers or something?
I wasn't there last year, was I?
No, it was the year before, was it? I could have sworn you did.
No, I didn't do any toys. No, that was with Sai.
That was there,
wasn't there? Yeah.
Oh, that was last year. Okay. Yeah, so, yeah, that had that sort of thing. And you can control it through the toy. That was quite interesting.
Whatever happened to that? Because that had like a whole thing, didn't it? There was cards,
yeah,
toys, and something else.
There was cards, toys, and the actual game, the mobile game. Because that worked on Android and iOS. And you play the game normally, just on the console, on the tablet. You could play it with the toy, and it Bluetooth linked to your tablet. So what you did with the toy, it had motion sensors in the toy as well. And then you also had cards that you scan the cards into the game, and it gave you power ups and things in the game. But also, you could just use the cards to play a trading card game as well. It was, the thought that went.
Oh, I see. So the separate cards you could just play offline as a trading card system.
Yeah, and they had a full card game based on just the cards.
Oh, I like that.
But the cards also scanned into the game to give you boosts. So I guess you didn't need the toy. You could just use the cards and the app.
Does that still exist?
I think so. I think they had a deal with Argos.
It seems to be the death knell for stuff.
Lightseekers.cards. It is there.
I wonder if that's on the Switch. Is it out as a game yet?
Yeah. It was out when we were at EGX.
Well, what platforms is it on?
iOS and Android was.
Oh, it's a mobile game.
It's a mobile game, yes.
It's a mobile game. Okay. Is it a free-to-play mobile game?
Yes.
Going to look this up. So, Anne, what have you been doing for the last few weeks?
Well, tried to play Bridge Crew with Sai. And we had connectivity issues.
Yeah.
And then we tried to play Rec Room, and I had connectivity issues. So it looked like it was an issue on my end. I don't know what the problem is. There is definitely some connectivity thing. Apparently, people have said you have to disable IPv6. Sai looked up and he found that, so maybe that's my problem. I've got IPv6 turned on.
It's never worked for us. I've probably got IPv6 turned on.
Yeah, but it might be my setup.
Well, you know how we should test it. I should try and connect with Sai.
And then see if it just works.
Yeah.
Because some people have played many, many missions without it crashing too much.
You're on Virgin, aren't you?
I am, but I can switch over to Sky. So, because I have both networks in the loft. Because obviously, if I want to watch TV, I need the other Sky network. Because the rest of the kit's on the Sky network. I've got the Virgin because there's no fibre line here for anything other than Virgin.
Which isn't even fibre, is it? It's cable.
It's fibre to the cabinet.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
And then cable from the cabinet.
Yeah. I think they do fibre to the house, but it costs a fortune to get it installed, I think.
Going where you've probably got to pay for some sort of archaeological...
Oh.
Tony Robinson turns up to install it.
Well, you'd have to have the pavement put back the way it was. But I think we're just tarmac here. Some places around here, yeah, it's all block paving. You'd have to pay for the street to be put back exactly as it was. And if one of your bricks is loose, you'd have to get that fixed.
Did you know this when you moved into your area?
Yes, we knew it was a conservation area, yes.
Didn't put you off?
No, because it's the schools, you see. That's
right.
Where all the good schools are. So,
very lame.
But it's fine. It's fine. We just don't dig up the road.
We've stopped burrowing.
At least this side of town, it's less restrictive. Where we were before, you were supposed to get planning permission to change the colour of your front door.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
God, that's someone just justifying a job, isn't it?
It's to try and stop people, because it's real, it was, you know, there were... Really,
what do you do? Well, I stop people from painting their front door the wrong shade of green.
Nobody cared. To be fair, if nobody complained, it didn't matter.
What if somebody complained?
If somebody complained, you'd have to paint it back.
They didn't send, thug number five round.
No, they'd basically take you to court to get you to change your door back to whatever. An appropriate colour for the area.
Wow, they'd take you to court.
Yep.
Wow, they really don't like the wrong shade of green, do they?
Yeah, no, it was mostly, I think, if you painted your door psychedelic colours or something.
Okay.
What we were worried is that our front window would get broken, because we had stained glass in the front window.
Oh, God, well, you'd have to replace it like for like?
Yes. And they're all sash windows as well.
How much would that run to?
Oh, I dread to think. To get replacement...
Rough idea?
Thousands. To get just one... Probably a couple of thousand to get one window done. I don't know.
Could you get it replaced to some sort of, gaming mosaic?
You'd have to... No, because you'd have to get it exactly the same. They were windows taken out of some church or something, it looked like.
You brought it on yourself. Come on then, Aaron. What have you been playing?
Yeah, so what I have been playing this week is just more of the same, really. I've been carrying on a bit of Mass Effect. So I've gone back to Mass Effect 1. And
where are you up to?
Not far. I'm still in the starting area. I haven't gone out of the starting area.
Ah, okay.
I've just been wandering around. I've gone to the bar to talk to some guy about... his problem he's got with the Asari.
Okay, I'm on the first planet still. I've just done the first planet, I think, where you meet the Veth. Is it the Veth?
Oh, the Geth.
Is that their name? Geth.
Oh, okay. I did that. And then we went to the space station. Met up with the ambassador.
Yeah.
And
done
then
that.
You go to the council.
Yeah. Have you been to the planet with the Geth?
No.
Okay, I've just done doing the planet with the Geth.
Oh no, I got sidetracked with the what's her name? The Sari in the place across the way.
Aaron, it's taken me since the game was released to get to where I'm up to.
Oh, okay.
Like I play Mass Effect in 10-minute chunks once a year. Well, I sit there and I play 10 minutes and I'm really enjoying this. I should probably play more. And then I never touch it again.
Yeah, so I've played a bit every now and then. I've installed the high texture mod.
Are you playing it on PC?
Oh, yes. Playing on PC with all the bells and whistles turned on in 4K. because I can. So I might as well.
Can. Yeah.
But not with controller. Because it doesn't have controller support on the PC by default. You have to mod it to get 360 controller support.
Really?
Yes.
I find that spurious.
Yeah. Mass Effect 1, yeah, you couldn't play it with controller by 360 controller by default.
Wow.
Even though it came out on the 360.
You serious?
Yep.
I feel like that's so backwards.
But there is a mod to get it, but there's some weird and wonderful things. I think, I can't remember. You have to install mods in a certain order, otherwise it messes up. I think you have to install the 360 mod, then your texture pack, or you have to install it one way, otherwise it breaks it.
Okay.
So, yeah. So I haven't bothered. I've just used mouse and keyboard. And I'll just put up with it like that. But yeah, it's all right. I'll go through that, then go through 2, and then go through 3 again.
So 3's the only one you've actually played?
No, 2 I've played a bit of 2, then I went to 3, and then I started Andromeda and went, no, and now I've gone back to 1.
Right.
So I played the start of 2, but then I couldn't resist anymore and went to 3. I started 2 when 3 was due to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And then 3 came out before I got very far in 2, and I just went and played 3. And then I went back to 1 now. But because I played a bit of Andromeda, I went, I don't feel this. So I went back to 1.
I want to try Andromeda. I feel like they were malaligned. I feel like Andromeda must have been just internet nonsense, right? Or is it genuinely that bad?
It's not absolutely terrible, but I've not met a character I like so far, is the thing. Because the thing is, mostly it's about the characters. It's about getting on with your crew. And I'm not sure I like any of the crew in Andromeda.
Maybe they grow on you.
Maybe if I give it enough try. But I'm going to go through 1 and 2 and then 3 again. And then maybe I'll do Andromeda again. I'm sure people are tweaking. They've done some tweaks to fix some of the bits, I think. So it's not the same jankiness that it was to start with. They've added some facial expressions and the like. Because apparently that was one of the things. And there's a whole bunch of glitches that they've fixed. So we'll see. We'll see. Maybe when I get through back all the way through again, Andromeda will be fine. But I'm not sure they'll be patching it anymore.
I guess you'll find out the time.
Maybe there'll be a mod.
I don't think they... didn't they shut down the studio?
I think they did.
It's unlikely.
Or I think they split them out. No, I think they'll... No, when I say a mod, I think a mod. Mod. As in a...
Unofficial mod.
Unofficial mod.
Total... Do you remember Total Conversions?
Yeah.
That used to be a thing. That's occasionally a thing now still, right?
Yeah. Stuff like Skyrim and Fallout and things like that. Because didn't somebody write a whole new set of missions and stuff for Skyrim?
Yes, I believe so.
And they did a house building mod before the house building mod house building DLC came out.
Yeah,
and it was a lot more expansive. You could just build whatever you want. So effectively, think of the Fallout 4 mod. I think it was sort of that scale. You know, the Fallout 4 base building. I think they basically designed that in Skyrim before it had all come out anyway, so, yeah.
Yeah, but Skyrim mod community is pretty...
The only problem I had with Skyrim mods was the fact that it had crashed, so if you loaded the mods in the wrong order, they'd just crash. Because I had, 10, 15 mods installed. just, you know, this texture mod, this texture mod, this hair mod, this, you know, follower mod, the housing mod, and this mod. So I had loads and loads of things, because there were different town mods that printed up each town, and new character models for individual characters. So you have to install all the individual mods for each individual character, which I thought was just create a mod that's just all the reskin characters. And yeah, so it was crying out. It was crying out for a mod pack that was, yeah, this is just a bunch of mods, so just make it look pretty. Don't do anything to the game apart from make it look prettier. Bring the graphics up to scratch with modern, you know. It's an old game. Needs a bit of a texture polish. And people are prepared to do that. Cause, yeah. They're into Skyrim and like messing around with the textures. They'll remap, you know, some real skin textures on. So that was quite interesting. But yeah, I didn't get any that far. But yeah. Yeah, it's all sorts of mods. It's what makes PCs quite nice. Yeah, I've been playing some more Wreckfest. That's quite nice. I did a couple of weird Robin Reliant three-wheeler type races.
Okay.
Racing a Robin Reliant three-wheeler against a whole bunch of American school buses. You just had to try and survive and get to first place.
Yeah, I was going to say, just surely just don't topple over type of thing, right?
Well, there's that, yeah, and the buses are going everywhere because they're just bashing into each other and then slamming you into the wall. And you've just got to try and get to first place from last place. So you've got to get all the way through the entire pack without getting crushed. And you've got to do it in whatever, four laps or whatever it is. So that was quite fun. I've been playing a bit more Astroneer. Enjoying that. Yeah, just normal. GTA 5, obviously, I've been playing that. I'm trying to think what else I've been playing. Did I play anything else on Oculus? I don't think I did. Don't think I've been playing that much on Oculus. No. No. I have played... I've played Black Desert, haven't I? I've been playing some more Black Desert online.
Have you?
Yes.
How is it?
It's alright. It's alright.
Still what you remember? So a lot of standing around doing nothing?
A lot of... I don't know, I've been trying to level up this now and stuff, and trying to avoid doing lots and lots of cooking.
How's that working out for you?
That's alright, but I just don't know. I don't know, it just doesn't feel like a full MMO. It feels like an MMO light to me. But there's an awful lot of systems in there. So I don't know why it feels light to me. Because there's an awful lot more than any other MMO I've played. But it just doesn't feel... Maybe I'm just not tied into the story. Maybe I just don't like the story. Because I am skipping a lot of the story text. Maybe if I read the story text a bit more, to get into it, because there's no voice acting, it is just reading. So a lot of MMOs are starting to go a bit towards voice acting for the main quests,
right?
Because I know Wild Star, was it Wild Star?
Wild Star is the one that I like.
Yeah, because that did a lot of voice acting, didn't it?
Have a lot of voice acting.
For the main story. Obviously, for little side fetch quests, they voiced a generic request, and then, you know...
Elder Scrolls is obviously the really famous one.
Yeah. I haven't played much of that. I want to get back into that, because I own that. But, yeah. It's installed, in fact. I think I patched it a couple of months ago. But, yeah, so I've been getting into that. Yeah, I want to get into GTA because of the new release tomorrow.
The new release.
Yeah. You know GTA 4 had that standalone sort of expansion, the Ballad of Gay Tony?
Yes.
Tony is coming back into GTA Online.
Tony.
He's opening a nightclub.
Is he now?
Yes.
Which is, of course, will be completely above board.
Yes, given the fact that you can have a base in the basement and run various activities from there.
That could be quite fun.
Yeah, so they've got a couple. They've got some DJs in, and they're going to do DJ music. But they haven't announced too much. I tried to find out details, but there's no details at the moment. All we know that he's in it, and there's a bunch of DJs in it, and there's going to be some new cars and bikes and things.
And when does it come out?
Tomorrow.
But there's no details.
There's very few details. Apparently it comes out 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning tomorrow.
Okay. And you're going to be on this?
I don't know whether I'll be on it tomorrow, but I'll be on it some point this week.
No, I look forward to hearing about it. I've been playing South Park. Aaron?
The new one?
The Fractured Butthole.
Okay, yeah. Not the Stick of Truth. That was the old one, wasn't it?
Not the Stick of Truth, that is the old one. South Park is very good.
Is it as good as the first one?
Depends if you liked the first one. If you liked the first one, then yes, it is as good as the first one. If you did not like the first one, you will not like this one.
Okay.
It really, really is that simple. Like, they haven't done anything revolutionary. They've stuck with what worked the first time for them. And that's kind of it.
Okay.
And I love the first one, so I love this one. You know, there's no mad rocket science to what they've done. They've thought of a storyline. It's not the strongest storyline in the world, but it, again, doesn't need to be the strongest storyline in the world. It's supporting a South Park game. The combat's good. They've improved a few aspects of it that just make it a bit more interesting. There's a bit more of a grid layout, so you can hide behind stuff this time, so there's objects in the way.
Okay, so you've got cover and things like that.
Yeah, so that just adds it's very superficial. Like you could destroy cover generally in the space of one move, maybe two. So I've not found it too hard. I'm about 11 hours in to what I'm guessing will be a sub 20 hour game.
Yeah, I think if it goes on too long, it'll just overstay its welcome, I should imagine.
Yes.
There's only so much of that sort of.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. South Park game should be sweet and to the point.
Yeah.
Although there is, because this is Ubisoft in 2018, a lot of post-release support, it looks like.
Okay.
So I think there's about 4 DLC packs.
Okay. Are they paid for, or?
I don't know, because I've got them with my edition of the game.
Okay, so the Switch comes with it. Everything. So you don't know
what the Ubisoft Gold thing.
Yeah, would you normally have to pay for it, do you think?
I would imagine
if
so.
If you didn't have the Gold Edition.
Yeah, I would imagine so. It's Ubisoft.
I don't know, some of their other stuff, like Wildlands and things like that, didn't they release loads of content for free?
Wildlands... They definitely released some stuff.
I didn't think there was any paid DLC for Wildlands.
I don't know.
Maybe there was. Maybe I'm misremembering.
Sure. Sorry, I'm a little bit distracted because my PlayStation controller is just playing up. But South Park Stick... The Fractured But Whole...
Yeah.
...is more of the same. If you enjoyed the first one, you'll love this one. If you didn't enjoy the first one, don't get this one and don't start whining. And that's basically the long and the short of my South Park review. Is if you like South Park, you'll like this. If you don't like South Park, there is probably not one part of your existence that will like this.
Yeah, I guess it's also, if you've only just finished Stick of Truth, probably don't get this. Wait.
Oh, definitely.
This.
Yeah, no, really. Yeah, good shout.
Because there's only so much you can do at one time. My threshold for South Park is quite low, so...
Yeah, no,
good
shout.
I played a bit, and I did enjoy the first part of Stick of Truth, but it did grate on me quite quickly.
Stick of Truth, I really enjoyed. I thought it was a solid RPG.
Yeah.
It wasn't, you know, it wasn't groundbreaking. Was it ever going to be groundbreaking? No.
No, but it was fairly solid. It's just, I just can't play. I can't do South Park anymore. I can't even watch it, so that's probably... That should have given me an indication that I shouldn't have bought it. The fact that I wasn't watching it.
Yes. That would have been a very sound indication.
But, you know, you live and
learn. I still watch it. I still enjoy it. So I'm getting a lot of time out of that. I still need to finish that other one, Xenoblade Chronicles 2.
Yeah.
And that's literally been my gaming. It's just been that. I've been playing a bit of mobile. There's been something called Drolf.
Oh, okay.
Which is drawn golf, so you've got to draw the golf courses you play.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's an interesting concept. It doesn't work all the time, but it's generally quite good. And I've been playing something called Wrastling.
Wrastling? So it's a wrestling.
Wrastling. Wrastling is the surgeon simulator of wrestling.
Okay.
It's very good. It's really, really abstract and really stupid and entirely pointless. And it's one of these games that you pick up, play for about 2 minutes, and then put back down again.
Okay.
I haven't been playing tons. As I said, I've had a lot on in the real world, as they say, IRL.
I just haven't had time. Pick up a couple of mobile games actually.
Oh, go on.
Jurassic World Alive.
That's the planning your own park game.
No, that was Jurassic World Evolution, which is the PC thing from the Elite developers. And developers. The Jurassic World Alive is the Pokemon Go style game. It is effectively Pokemon Go. You're just walking around picking up dinosaurs in, you know, using Google Maps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not very good.
How come?
It's fine, but I just don't see the point. I could try and catch them all, but you can only have 10 dinosaurs going at any one time, as far as I can see. So you've got to pick your 10, and you fight with them and things, but I don't know. It was quite interesting to start with, but yeah, I've dropped off that quite heavily. I downloaded the Life is Strange. First chapter was free.
Okay.
On the phone. It's not very good. At least on my phone, it's not very good. It does seem to chug a bit. It's not as smooth, and obviously the controls aren't great because it's touchscreen. But yeah, it didn't seem great, so I've given that a miss. I started it playing it. I didn't even get to rewind time powers. I gave up before then. Maybe I'll give it another go at some point. But yeah, so I've done that, and then. Yeah, a bit more Minecraft, I guess. One of the things I've got into some more servers. Playing some Minecraft. But yeah, that's it, I think. Oh, well, I did play some more Star Citizen. Because a new patch came out. And then I realised all the new gameplay that they'd released for mining, I can't play. Because I don't own the ship, the mining ship.
Oh.
So they've released mining gameplay, but unless you've actually bought it with real money, you can't get the mining ship. So you can't do the new content.
That's annoying.
So that's very annoying at the moment. They have said that they are releasing, you know, ships you can buy in-game soon, but they did say that at the end of last year, so we'll see. They've gone 6 months, and they're seven months now, I guess. And still none. So we'll see. We'll see what whether they come out at the end of September. Because that's their next big release. see if we get to buy in-game games then, in-game ships then. If not, I might just give it a rest until they do put it in.
Hmm.
I can actually have a reason for playing the game. It is a really early alpha, just sort of a tech test sort of thing. That they're putting these systems in and they're just testing the systems out. It's not actually a game yet. It's a bunch of systems linked together in a loose collection. They don't really all mesh together yet. Because there's no reason to do it. You can mine ore with this mining thing and then you sell it to get credits that you then do nothing with.
There's no reason to do what? Sorry.
To do anything, because there's not much to buy. Because most of the things you do in the game gets you money, but there's not really much to spend your money on, because you can't buy ships with money. So once you've bought, you know, some clothing, some guns and some armor and some ammo, maybe a couple of new guns for your ship, that's about it really. That's the sum total of what you can buy in the game.
Hmm.
For in-game money. For real money, you can buy loads. But I'm not going down that path. They've had enough money off me, so that's it. But yeah, I'm looking forward to No Man's Sky tomorrow as well.
Is that tomorrow, the patch?
Yes.
Are you going to be on PC or PS4 with that?
PC. That's where I own it. I only own it on PC.
Okay.
I don't have it on PS4.
Have they patched it already on PC? Is it, like, pre-patched?
No, I haven't seen it. Let me just check that Steam hasn't patched it in the background while I've been waiting.
Mine's installed.
Mine's installed, but no, there's no patch yet. I don't know what time. I assume, as it's tomorrow, and it's, you know, they're British-based, it'll be
The PlayStation version, I believe, is patching now.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I'm just checking.
Because I did play it. Obviously, you didn't hear this, but I have played it again. I played survival mode. And I must have got a bad spawn, because I just couldn't find the resource I needed for my oxygen. So I kept suffocating every time. Because there's these blue flowers you need to find to power up your oxygen.
And none of the planets you went on had?
Well, I didn't get off the one planet because you need to fix your ship. And in order to fix your ship, you've got to get to your ship.
Yeah.
So I need to get enough oxygen to get over to my ship to then start repairing my ship to then get into space. Because the resource you need, there's loads of it up in space, but I could, on this one planet I spawned on, I couldn't find it on the planet. So yeah, every time you die and respawn.
That's frustrating. Although apparently it's part of the patch, it's going to be easier to start the game, right?
I think so. See, I was playing on survival. I wasn't playing on normal.
Ah, okay.
So it is slightly harder. Because on normal, well, I don't know, when I first started the game, back when it was released, you start by your ship. So you start right by your ship. Which makes sense, to be honest, but you know. But yeah, on the survival, you have to try and get to your ship. So maybe, you know, but I just couldn't find enough resources to get there. I was scouring the planet, and even when I found a space one of the little huts, your trading huts, it didn't help because there was still no breathable atmosphere in the hut. It didn't replenish my oxygen by being in that place, even though they had plants, carbon based plants in the office. It still didn't replenish my oxygen. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. It's something I really want to play. You haven't got it on PlayStation, have you?
No.
No, it's a shame.
Have you got PlayStation only?
No, got on both.
Okay.
It's on everything. I'm just, my PlayStation didn't want to recognise my controller, so I'm just going through and checking that actually. It's been updating my games and stuff while I've been away from the study. I'm doing maintenance, Aaron.
Right.
You know, gaming's got bad when you're doing maintenance.
Yeah. There's four people I know online, apparently on PlayStation.
Well, probably I'm one of them.
Yes, you are.
I would imagine. I haven't really played much because I haven't really had time. I'm hoping to have more time, but South Park, do it if you like it. If not, don't do it.
Yeah.
Oh, there has been news. Did you see the news about the World of Warcraft subscription?
Yes, yeah. They're going to give you everything but the latest expansion.
Yes, so if you sub, you will get the whole game apart from the latest expansion.
I think you've got... I seem to remember them not being very expensive anyway.
I think they were still about tenner per expansion. But don't forget, there's been...
No, you could buy a pack.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 expansions? Yeah, you could buy a war chest, but I didn't think that was the last two expansions in there.
Oh, I don't know.
I didn't think it had Draenor and is it Legion?
I did Cataclysm, I think.
Well, that was a while ago. You didn't do Pandaria?
No. I'd stopped playing good by then.
Now, Pandaria was good.
I'd switched over to other MMOs by then.
Okay. I'd be tempted to dip in for a month once in a while with that sort of thing, because I'd never actually need the latest content. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're just dipping in, you'd never get past the old content.
Yeah, No Man's Sky's still £35 on PlayStation.
Bonkers. Why is it that? I guess because the patch is out tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
They're not going to miss out on a sale now.
That's the PlayStation official digital store. I'm sure you can get it cheaper elsewhere.
You mean like at theinfinitelucas.com/CDKeys?
Yep.
I'm not sure that you can get it cheaper there, but I agree with you. That is a good place to go and investigate first.
It is.
I really like No Man. I really enjoyed No Man's Sky. It was just the fact that there was nothing to do. I enjoyed toodling around with it. I remember I used to have it. I enjoyed toodling around in it and talking to random aliens that I found.
Yeah.
But then you would just sort of be like, well, I can't play with my friends. There's really nothing exciting going on here. I've kind of found a planet that just makes me gazillions of space bucks. I'm done. Like, and the main story, which was meant to be so compelling to draw you into the centre of the universe, I never even bothered playing.
Yeah, these have added a whole story mode, didn't they, before?
I'm booting up my old save.
They added, was it a 30-hour story mode or something?
Did they?
Yeah, that was it the last patch or the patch before that?
Oh, I don't know. The last time I played it was called Atlas or something, wasn't it?
Oh, the Atlas. Yeah. No, they've got a whole new story on top of that. They've got base building in. There's a whole bunch of extra stuff.
I'll tell you what's a bit janky is the frame rate on the loading screen. Makes me feel nauseous.
Well, that's it's doing all the... what is it? Texture rendering and stuff.
Is that what it's doing during
that?
There you go.
The loading.
Atlas Rising updates 1.3. So 1.3 has launched on the PlayStation.
Has it?
Mm. Yep. Introduces new storyline, trading environment, improvements, portal activation, terrain editing, and more.
Okay.
Enable base sharing. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Base sharing.
I'll enable base sharing. Can we... Is there... Oh, hello. This is in-game. I actually thought this was a... A picture, you know, a background.
I think this is
where I ended up. I don't think I've got fuel.
You can get fuel on planets.
That's right. I'm going to go and say hi to these people over here who I'm hoping don't shoot me.
Apparently, there's a whole new trading system as well.
Oh, here we go. Poi Interloper Upshen Hab Waxu Sidmeimo. I haven't learned The warrior makes a bark of acceptance to show their willingness to trade. They prepare their cargo for inspection. Oh, this is quite cool. There's more and more people landing in the space station.
Yeah, and you can buy ships off them and stuff as well.
I forgot how much I do enjoy this game.
It's even on the base, I quite enjoyed some of it. The space combat was terrible, mind.
Is it still terrible? Have they improved that, do you think?
I think it's still terrible.
Shame, because it's got potential.
Yeah.
I'm not going to play that now on the PlayStation just for a second. I'm gonna start a new campaign with you on the PC.
Okay.
Because otherwise it'll be silly. Like, the whole point is that it's got multiplayer.
Yeah, but the problem is that we won't start on the same planet, maybe.
But presumably we can... I'm assuming they're going to have the systems in place so that you can team up, right?
I don't know how long it is until you can get together. Because obviously you've got to fix your ship to start with. Then you've got to get high...
Well, should we both start it and fix our ships and then meet, and then we're sort of ready to go tomorrow?
Yeah. So we'll do that.
That sounds like a plan to me. I'm up for that. I've been playing a bit of Pokemon Go on my phone.
Have you?
Yeah. It's got trading and stuff now.
Yes. They're adding battles soon, I think.
Trading's in, I believe.
Yeah, trading is, but battles they're adding. So
yeah, they're adding battles.
Battles, so you can challenge your friends to battles.
It's quite fun, you know, toodling around town, picking up a few Pokemon as you go. It's got something bizarrely appealing about it. And they've added, like, daily missions, so when you scan a Pokestop, you get field research, they call it.
Oh, okay.
Which is, like, stuff to do. So at the moment, my field research, I've got to battle in a gym, make 3 great throws, and land a nice curveball throw.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's quite compelling. I like to sort of log in, check it a little bit, log back out. Oh, here we go, right. Normal, survival, permadeath, or creative?
Yeah.
Oh, Aaron, can we play creative?
No. No point.
No point. Aaron, we're still actually recording a podcast, you know?
We are.
Yeah, I know. It's bizarre, this. I have played a lot of board games. I played a board game called King of Tokyo. Have you heard of King of Tokyo?
No, I don't play board games.
It's basically a violent version of Yahtzee.
Okay.
So you played Yahtzee, presumably?
Yes.
So, what you've got to do, or Yahtzee, or however you pronounce it, what you've got to do is you've got to roll dice, and you can either hit, gain energy, or gain victory points from your rolls, and you get to re-roll 2 more times. So you can roll 3 times in total, and you can choose to lock in or unlock dice, depending on which roll is going on. And there's 2 zones. There's outside Tokyo, and there's inside Tokyo. Only one monster can be inside Tokyo at a time. Anyone outside Tokyo hits the monster inside Tokyo when they strike.
Right.
Anyone inside Tokyo hits everybody outside Tokyo when they strike. You cannot heal in Tokyo.
Right.
That's kind of it. So it's a case of trying to be the last one standing. And it works really well. It works really well.
Hmm.
It's very simple. Little dice rolling game.
Is it deep in strategy? I guess you get reasonable strategy with that.
It's reasonable strategy. It's like, I would say it's light medium. Oh, the PC version of No Man's Sky is very pretty, isn't it?
It is. Did you say...
plants are all moving in a bit too in sync, though.
Did you say that you on the PlayStation you've got 1.3 Atlas?
Yeah.
Not Next. Because you need the Next update.
It was 1.3 Atlas.
Next is the one that has multiplayer in it. Well, you said sharing bases.
I'm enabling sharing bases. for some reason, graphics options are wrong. Right, Aaron.
Yes.
Now that we're sort of back in the runnings with the show, we'll be back next week to speak to everybody with probably more stuff.
Probably some No Man's Sky.
I suspect so, since we're both trying to get it running now.
And hopefully I'll get some GTA.
Yep, well. That sounds good.
But yeah.
Yeah, we'll get some GTA in, get some No Man's Sky.
If you're a developer, we'll... get in touch so we can organise EGX.
Oh, yeah, we need EGX.
We need to start thinking about EGX. Oh, most people don't start booking appointments till after Gamescom, but if you want to get in early, let us know. And we'll book you in, because I need to start booking. Yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice. Well, No Man's Sky requires me to restart and sort out a graphic setting, which seems like a perfect time to say we'll see you next week.
Okay, bye.